Well, holler at one of my boys, Mark Spears, the great Mark Spears, as I should say, who's just this past week was tabbed as one of the top 10 beat writers in the country by Associated Press sports editors. You know, I was top 10 columnist in the country last year, but you know, why would I throw that out? We're talking about Mark Spears right now. It would sound like I'm bragging about myself or something. I wouldn't do that. And he has a great story. Go to The Undefeated, where Spears is with this group at ESPN now, and they do such outstanding work. But he has a story on Lou Williams, who was just traded to the Rockets last week. Sounds like it was a fun piece to do there, Mark. How's it going, man? Welcome to the show.
Man, why weren't you top 10 this year, bro?
I'm on TV.
What happened?
I'm
Did you writing supper or something?
I'm not writing like I used to. I'm on TV now. You know, I'm multimedia now.
You don't care no more.
He's big time. He's big time, man. You don't worry about top 10s when you're big time.
I'm on TV, man. You know, well, you won't be top 10 either.
Now is what they're trying to say.
Damn. Well, that didn't take long to get the gloves off.
And I'd say this is my boy.
Obviously, we go back. That's my guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You won't be on there next year either. You keep doing TV like you're doing. Before we get into some of the Lou Williams, how is The Undefeated treating you? It's been about a year now for you?
Yeah, no, I was closing up on it. It's like the best job I ever had, man.
Really? Nice.
You going to play a brother to write about black people? You know?
that's your wheelhouse, huh?
I know them. It's a great site about race and culture and sports and entertainment, politics, life, you know, a lot of stuff about triumph and trying to get back from defeat. And I think a very fascinating site that for everybody. And, you know, obviously my job is to write primarily about the NBA, and it allows me a chance to be very creative and do some off-the-beaten-path stuff, some things that make you think, some things that might make you cry, and then some things like Lou Williams that'll make you laugh.
And clearly the Lou Williams was pure entertainment for everyone, and you know, many of us have, you know, seen some of these stories and heard them, but yeah, it was kind of cool that you put them all together and hit him up on them. So it was pretty unique in that sense. What is your take on Lou and his personality? The guy is he's a special breed, isn't he?
No, certainly, and I think that what makes the story interesting for Houston is that, you know, you guys are just starting to know this guy. And obviously you're seeing he's a fantastic basketball player. Anybody who, as I mentioned, a story doesn't have a shoot-around, doesn't have one practice with his new employer, and then drops 27 to 7 threes.
Man.
You know, so that, like when I was watching that, I'm like, man, this is supposed to be Boogie Cousins night, man. Not Lou Williams. I mean, he just came in and spoiled it. And he's just like as cool as Lou Williams could be. You know, you guys got a chance to see what I could do. You know what I mean? Like, he reminds me of like a 70s ABA player, you know, like an 80s player. And so in the story, I talk about how he had two girlfriends willingly at the same time, and they all hung together about him averting death. This guy tried to rob him by gunpoint, and then he recognized him like, man, you're Lou Williams. You do a lot in the community. I really like you as a player. I don't want to kill you. And then Lou went got a McDonald's. You know, I call it the legend of Lou, man. He just, those are the kind of things that happen in Lou Williams' life. And he's a, you know, rapper who Drake and Meek Mill have mentioned in songs. And he's actually done a collabo with Meek Mill. I mean, how many NBA players can say all that?
I mean,
and he ain't no all-star.
Yeah.
He's just Lou Williams.
Now, when you talk to him, does he have that? Does he recognize the life that he's living? That
oh,
he's doing something special every day like that?
Oh, man, this dude, like, exudes swag. That's what I'm saying. He reminds me of, like, a Connie Hawkins or a World Be Free or Walt Clyde Frazier, Earl Monroe. He got that kind of swag and coolness to him. And he's like, if you see him in the street, he just looked like a normal dude. But when he goes to the game, man, he just gets buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, funny and entertaining to watch because it just seems, like, so effortless. Like, he just shooting J's. He ain't going in the post. He ain't, you know, He ain't gonna give you five assists, but he'll give you some buckets, and they rarely ever touch the rim. So to me, you know, quietly, I think the Rockets are one of the more fun teams to watch in the league. They're a very entertaining brand of basketball, fast break, a lot of threes, and one mixtape tour type. I'm starting to become a fan of watching them play. I got to see them in New Orleans last week, and I really like what Mike D'Antoni has done for them. In fact, it's probably about time to start giving him some due for, you know, Coach of the Year consideration. Because there was no way in hell I would have thought the Rockets would have the third best record and in the Western Conference and even more wins in Cleveland.
Yeah, one thing I found interesting about the article was when you talked about his mentor, Allen Iverson, and how Iverson is the one that taught him to kind of always be ready. Because after the whole practice thing with Iverson, I think people thought maybe Iverson didn't prepare or wasn't ready or didn't like the practice. But, you know, from the article, you get the sense that, you know, he got his work ethic from Iverson.
Well, no, Iverson is one of those guys where, I mean, I covered it in Denver, you know. When the offseason came, I don't even think he looked at a basketball. He got in shape during training camp. You know, he hated practice. But he was a gamer, boy. When that game started, he was ready to go. And I guess I'd rather have somebody that's going to give me a lot of money in the game than somebody that's just a hell of a practice player.
Yeah, they don't have a playoff round for practice. No, yeah. He's a real
game. So, you know, I think Lou basically said, look, I got a bunch of Iverson stories, but I can't say them publicly, but I will give you this. And he told this great story about how, you know, Iverson could be hurt, and he was injured a lot, be in a lot of pain, be sick. And he didn't say why he was sick, but he said he was sick. But he said, once the game to be about 30 minutes before game time, he just would jump up, throw on his uniform, and get ready to go. And Iverson always had like a football player mentality, and I think that's kind of mentality you saw from Lou in that opener, you know. Three hours before game time, you wake up from a nap, you got a text, hey, you're suiting up tonight, be ready. And he was ready and ready to go and just was him.
Mark Spears of ESPN's The Undefeated joining us here on The Usual Suspects. You talk a little bit about the Rockets. Get into your view, and I'm one of those people, like, it wears me out and I get tired of hearing the discussion about the so-called MVP race and all these people start the race before the season even starts. Okay, now it's actually a race. This late in the year, 20 games left, it's a real race. How you break down the James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and others battle for MVP this season?
You know, I actually picked James to win it before the season. I got laughed at by a lot of people, including my own friends. They're like, come on, man, really? I'm like, all right. I saw a preseason game. I saw it. I knew what it was going to be. And I just knew D'Antoni was going to get buckets and assists and threes and rebounds, you know. So, obviously, the race is between him and Russell Westbrook. But I think when you have to make a decision, record has a lot to do with it. And, look, Oklahoma City has a chance to really move up the ladder, you know. They could end up being the fourth seed. But to me, like, basically what they're doing is both phenomenal. So if I had to, like, choose between the two, right now I'd lean towards James because his record is much better. Mm-hmm. Now we'll see how Houston finishes. The way the Thunder have improved their roster, I believe they will move up the ladder. But right now, and I'm not saying that just because I'm in, you know, on the radio in H-Town, I'm saying it because this is how I would pick, but right now I'm picking James Harden.
Yeah, Mark Spears of ESPN joining us here, and I know you're a NoCal guy, Northern California. You spent a lot of time in the Bay Area. What is your take on this bit of a stumble thus far for the Warriors without Durant, and do you anticipate that what we've seen here being something that's going to happen the rest of the way? Can the Spurs actually give them a chase here for the top seed in the West?
The Warriors entered yesterday's game, and I think the Spurs won yesterday, right, or won the day before. If I'm not mistaken, maybe the Warriors had like a three-game lead now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they play the Spurs three times still. So, I mean, it's in jeopardy. I don't know how bad the Spurs really want it, though. You know, do they care that much about that number one seed to bust their tail for the three games? I think the Warriors will be fine. They'll get back on the right track. Teams like the New York Knicks help you do that.
Yeah, they play there on Sunday, right? Yeah.
So I just think they, you know, they just got to get their head and their focus back. When you lose a major player like that, it certainly has to be devastating to the team. But at least they know he is coming back, and no one else in the NBA is going to feel sorry for a team that still has three All-Stars on their roster.
Right.
Yeah, they're still better than most teams that they're going to play against. Without Durant, I mean, and essentially they still have the three stars that they went to the finals with last year. Yeah. So they'll be all right. I think they're just a little shell-shocked. And when you are the Warriors, when you are Cleveland, you know, teams are also going to give you their best every given night. You know, you're their homecoming game. So they have to deal with that as well. So I think they'll be fine. They hadn't lost two in a row in a long time, so certainly a lot of people in the Bay Area and Warriors fans are nervous, but I'm sure the next game they'll have it all figured out.
Now, real quick before I let you go, and we got about a minute here, back to the Lou Williams. Now, obviously the salacious story is the blonde and the brown, the two babes that he was dating at the same, or I'll say allegedly dating at the same time, who it was a happy couple, well, no, like a happy threesome between the three of them. They're hot, too. Now, Lou told you...
I did see him in person once.
I was about to say, Lou told you on the record for the quote in the story, let the legend be the legend. There's no doubt that this is not just a legend, right?
I think by the word that basically says a player ain't going to tell you what he's doing. You just figure it out for yourself. And I remember being at this Warriors game, and when he was playing for Toronto, and the two ladies were at the game, and I was like, man, who are they? Hey, oh, those are Lou's girls, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it was no real secret, but I guess he does have a little bit of class, and not a little bit, he has class and some dignity and some respect, too. So he's not going to sit there and tell everybody his secrets, but... I don't think it was a secret.
Yeah, do you have another player that you maybe can't mention his name, but you have another one, a similar tale? Or is Lou can't be the first
know,
and only
that's
pull
pretty,
at all. That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty difficult, even for the stars of stars, you know.
Yeah. Cause most
perhaps they might have one night to brag about, but not live like travel with them, yeah. Vacation with them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this wasn't an all-star weekend for him. This was the whole season.
Yeah, that was life.
Lou needs his own reality TV show, man.
No, I agree.
That's like
the Legend of Lou show.
Yes, that needs to
just
happen.
Just follow him around and let him be him.
Yep,
indeed.
You know, you might be in the studio with him with his shirt off, rapping with Meek Mill.
I'd want to see the blonde and the brown.
Yeah, look, just focus on that. That'd be good.
Mark Spears of ESPN, the
you
undefeated.
See somebody else's shirt off. It sounds like.
But I would say something about you, but I'm about to go to break, so I'm going to let you slide this time.
Yeah.
Mark Spears, ESPN The Undefeated. Go check it out on theundefeated.com. His story on Lou Williams. Fascinating read. Good stuff. One of the best beat writers in the country with his bad self. All right, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
All